But every week, every Thursday, we go to Germany, where we cross to our correspondents at Deutsche Welle in Bonn, Germany. We cross now live to Keith Walker. Good morning, Keith. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Lester. Very good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Some really negative and distressing news coming out of Hungary, where the parliament there having approved legislation that would ban any contact, what it calls promoting or portraying homosexuality in that country. It's the latest attempt by that prime minister, Viktor Orban, and his conservative government to restrict LGBTQI rights.
Yes. Now, this week on Inside Europe, I spoke to our correspondent in Hungary, and he was just telling me that the law bans content deemed to promote homosexuality to children, and that includes discussions of LGBT issues. It includes talking about gender diversity at school, and people are very angry about this, Lester. Thousands of protesters gathered outside Hungary's parliament earlier in the week just to show solidarity and to protest against this law, which they're saying is going against the LGBT community. Now, Stefan Boss is DW's Hungary correspondent, and I spoke with him just about how this show of support for LGBT rights probably won't be allowed under the new law.
I think it will be pretty difficult indeed, Keith, because basically you cannot disseminate what is seen as promoting LGBT rights or transgender rights. So I think it will be very difficult to protest in the near future. And also, I believe it may be even difficult for media to cover such events. Or perhaps they have to say, okay, this program is only for 18 plus. But of course, if you are a news program or a documentary maker, that may be difficult to do all the time. So I think this has wider implications, not only for schools, but also for media as well.
And a couple of the largest broadcasters in Hungary have just come out in the past few hours just criticizing this law. And they're saying that, you know, a lot of programs may fall victim, such as Harry Potter and Friends. And people are saying that the new law threatens to put in danger the safety and well-being of people who just happen to be gay or lesbian or transgender or intersex or whatever. Just young people who may be coming to terms with their sexuality.
Well, indeed, and that is also what, for instance, a representative from the Council of Europe was saying. You know, he put it that basically this means that Hungary is violating not only European norms, but indeed also he suggested that they are turning the clock backwards. And I think that, you know, the government is arguing that this is really to protect families, and we want to make sure that people, and especially youngsters, first of all know what they view as knowledge, having knowledge about traditional ways of living, marriages between a man and a woman. That's they find first of all important, and they say, you know, if youngsters have questions or they have doubts about their identity, let them be free to investigate that by themselves, but not, as they see it, being pushed by all kind of LGBT rights groups.
But Keith, of course, Hungary is a member of the EU that has its own declaration of human rights. In that includes right to gender and representation when it comes to sexual preference. How does this then make Hungary at odds with the EU?
Well, I mean, over the past 10 years since Viktor Orban's government came to power, they've changed, they've redefined marriage to exclude same-sex couples. So they said, right, it's not allowed to, you know, be a same-sex couple and get married. So they've redefined it as being between a man and a woman. So lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender couples have been banned from adopting children, and they've been banned from legally changing their gender. So this doesn't go down too well with the EU, as you can imagine. It just goes against the values of the bloc. So I spoke to Stefan about this, and I said, look, what has been the reaction so far from Brussels?
There was already a tweet, for instance, from Germany, from the Deputy Foreign Minister, Michael Roth. He said that today's decision by Hungary's parliament represents another severe state of discrimination against the LGBT people. And also within the Council of Europe, there is a tremendous concern about this law. And I expect, actually, that more lawmakers within the European Union will protest against it, and that Hungary may even get sanctions over this legislation.
Keith Walker, our correspondent at Deutsche Welle in Bonn, thank you so much. We'll be keeping an eye on this story. It represents not a legislative sentiment, but a cultural sentiment that we're experiencing currently in South Africa. Just in the last few weeks, 14 gay and lesbian people being killed, reports LGBTQI organizations here in South Africa. So it's definitely one to watch. 13 minutes past 10 o'clock. You are listening to The Morning Review.